Governor Roy Cooper says it's time to end legislative battles over wind energy and make sure it's part of a future clean energy system in North Carolina. WFAE's David Borax has more.
The governor's clean energy plan, released last month, calls for fighting climate change by shifting to cleaner sources of electricity. Cooper says that includes wind, particularly offshore wind. An 18-month moratorium on new wind farms in North Carolina ended last December 31st. This year, some Republican lawmakers tried unsuccessfully to revive a ban in eastern North Carolina and off the coast. At a wind energy conference in Cary, Cooper said he wants to remove uncertainty for wind developers.
Let me just tell you right now, there's going to be no more moratoriums in North Carolina. I guarantee you that.
Cooper signed a bill 2 years ago that promoted solar energy but had the wind moratorium tacked on. He said he'll veto any new moratorium and thinks there's now enough support on both sides of the political aisle to sustain a veto. North Carolina is considered a prime location for the industry because of steady winds and shallow waters. Three zones have been designated. One company, Avangrid Renewables, is now surveying an area 24 miles off the Outer Banks. Experts say it could be at least 7 years before any wind turbines begin cranking. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.